Much have I travelled in the realms of gold, and many goodly states and kingdoms seen. Round many western islands have I been, which bards in fealty to Apollo hold. Oft of one wide expanse had I been told, that deep-browed Homer ruled as his demesne. Yet did I never breathe its pure serene, till I heard Chapman speak out loud and bold. Then felt I like some watcher of the skies, when a new planet swims into his ken, or like stout Cortes, when with eagle eyes he stared at the Pacific, and all his men looked at each other with a wild surmise, silent upon a peak in Darien. The earliest poem Keats wrote that has since been routinely anthologized is his sonnet On First Looking into Chapman's Homer. Written in 1816, just as he was turning 21, it was his breakthrough poem, the first to get him truly noticed, though it wasn't the very first he published, it was his second. The cumbersome title doesn't say that much to the reader coming to it for the first time today, but the contents do. It's a poem about the potentiality of reading to inspire creative thought. In it, Keats describes the sensation of new horizons opening up that he experienced when he first encountered Homer's Greek epics in the translation made by Shakespeare's contemporary, George Chapman, who, in the early 17th century, had been the first person to render the whole of the Iliad and the Odyssey into English verse. Keats depicts his mind unfolding into what becomes geographical and indeed astronomical space. The sheer expanses depicted, a far-off planet, the other side of the world, reflect the grand scope not just of Keats's imaginative response to reading, but, implicitly, to his own self-propelled ambitions as a poet.